Now for our first feature. As already mentioned, the Evening News has started a campaign to back the historic market. They have kicked off the campaign with a brief history of the market. It's read by Chris Gillam.
Today's distinctive market is a legacy from the Norman Conquest in 1066, when traders set up in an area between Bethel Street and St Giles. Slowly, it became the focus of commercial life, and when King Edward III visited for a jousting tournament in 1341, he granted the franchise of the market to the city's rulers forever. But after the Black Death came to Norwich in 1349, market stalls were left empty and fell into ruin. Not to be kept down, the traders fought back, and by Tudor times the area was flourishing again. Because the stalls at the time were not permanent, the market square was also used for pageantry, celebration announcements, and the odd public hanging. More varied produce started to be sold at the market, including sugar, meat and molasses. In 1590, a fire destroyed the majority of the fishmongers' and butchers' stalls. By the 17th and 18th centuries, roads to Norwich had improved, which meant coaches could bring more shoppers to the city. As demand grew, more permanent structures were put up in the square. In 1820, the city's first gas lamp was put up in the marketplace, where it stayed for 60 years. Throughout the 18th and 19th centuries, the marketplace was the venue for large political meetings and the site of polling booths for city and county elections. The next large-scale overhaul came in the 1930s. After the First World War, the Markets Committee started to buy all the stalls, with the hope it could then rent them to ex-servicemen, allowing them to earn a living. Once the City Council owned the stalls and the Market Committee managed them, the framework to develop the market tied in with the construction of City Hall, which opened in 1938. Plans said the marketplace had to afford a fitting setting for the new building and at the same time provide a convenient site for the provisions market. And there was a requirement that the design of the stalls be uniform, and this is when the recognisable striped tiles first appeared. New stalls were put up in 1976, but apart from that, little changed until the new market opened in 2006, and for the 10 years since, has enjoyed a boost from its makeover.